Who's an independent financial analyst and founder of KarmaBank.com, and Monsef Sheikh Rouhou, who's a professor of international finance at HEC, the Paris International Business School. Hi. Thanks very much, both of you, for being on the program. Max, if I could start with you. I mean, what is it about Goldman Sachs? How does it manage to turn the figures around like that?
Well, Goldman Sachs are scum. I mean, that's the bottom line. They basically have co-opted the U.S. government. They've co-opted the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve functionality. They've co-opted the Obama administration. Barack Obama, dances to Goldman Sachs' tune. And they are really crooked and abominable in what they've done. You just remember Hank Paulson held Congress hostage, took him in the back room and said, give us $700 billion. We're going to crash this market. He's an arsonist. He's an outlaw. And yet he's given praise.
Ex-Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, who was CEO at Goldman Sachs.
Sure, but if you go down the list, they're all Goldman Sachs scum, whether it's Hank Paulson, whether it's Geithner has very close ties to Goldman Sachs, and of course, all these banking bonuses are paid out to all their cronies who are Goldman Sachs scum, and America, for some reason, has allowed this coup d'etat to take place, a silent coup d'etat, where the Goldman Sachs and their friends now control the U.S. government, and they are manipulating prices.
Okay, Mike. Monsef, that's a pretty abrasive view of Goldman Sachs. Do you go along
but
with that?
I will revert only to the financial world and to the financial figures. And we notice that Goldman Sachs is merely having the fruits of its very, very important strategic choice. Let's not forget that Goldman Sachs has warned the world community about the dangers of the instruments, the toxic instruments that were being used and that were called the subprimes. And Goldman Sachs published a report a year and a half ago saying that the subprime problem was going to cost the world $2,000 billion. So Goldman Sachs was the only investment bank in the United States that didn't get into this game selling and buying empty boxes.
Yes, but they created many of these empty boxes. They then bet against their own clients to whom they sold these empty boxes. They coerced the federal government to get rid of their main competitors in Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns who were selling these empty boxes. They co-opted foreign banks who owned these empty boxes who went through tremendous pain and suffering. And they are also now caught in front running every single trade on the New York Stock Exchange with this high frequency trading scandal. They're literally stealing $100 million a day. Goldman Sachs is stealing every day on the floor of the exchange. They should be in The Hague. They should be taken up on financial terrorism charges and they should all be thrown in jail. They're scum.
I wouldn't be as extreme, but just to say that the situation of Goldman Sachs does not mean at all that we are out of the crisis. It doesn't mean that the financial community is getting better, and here I agree with you. Goldman Sachs is just one exception in a situation where the financial world cannot escape the real crisis that's still going on. And the basis of the crisis is not there. The basis of the crisis is that the twin deficits are still there. They have to be financed, and you have to grab money where it is. So the financial markets have been bringing money back, selling some empty boxes, and they brought that money back. They got money from the Chinese, from the Japanese, from the Gulf sovereign wealth funds, but that's not sufficient. Solving the crisis is restructuring all the relationships that should exist so that the economic situation of the United States becomes sound like the ones that you find somewhere else.
To go back to these figures, isn't Goldman Sachs doing all that could be expected of it? It took on a $10 billion loan, it's repaid that loan, and now it's making money. That's what banks are meant to do, isn't it?
Where's my participation in this Goldman Sachs? You know, as part of these bailout bank programs in the past, the citizens get warrants, and they participate in the upside, and these banks, like Goldman, are buying back their stock on the cheap. I don't get my warrants. Plus, they've artificially dropped interest rates to 1% and lower. Therefore, as a saver in America, as a saver, as someone who I should be lauded and applauded for being a saver and helping the capitalist system in America, Goldman Sachs owes me personally, I figured, at least $10,000 in interest income that they've stolen. They've taken it right out of my pocket, just like those bonuses on Goldman Sachs being paid this year were taken right out of the starving Americans' pockets. The homeless in America have Goldman Sachs to thank for their homelessness and starvation right now. They took their money from their pockets. They put it in their bonuses for this year. That's unconscionable. That's a financial terrorist crime. I'm not kidding. They should be at The Hague.
But Max,
they should be taken to The Hague. They're absolutely violating human rights. It's a human rights issue.
But Max, look at it the other way. What would be the consequences of letting all the banks and Goldman Sachs first go down? Remember the situation that happened after Lehman Brothers went down. The effect is a very, very astounding effect. It was not only on Lehman Brothers, but it was on the confidence in the system globally.
You're so are you ready? Stockholm Syndrome. You're a fall in love with your captors. You believe that Charles Manson, who is Hank Paulson and Tim Geithner, is somehow got your best interest at heart. Well, let me tell you something. They don't.
They are not exactly my type.
If you're on the floor bleeding, that's what they live for. They're not somebody you could let them fail. Of course you have to let them fail, because in capitalism, in American society, the losers have to fail to allow the people who are entrepreneurial and winners to take place. There's plenty of banks that could have taken these place of these other banks. You don't need to put shysters and charlatans on Wall Street who have stealing with impunity and give them a break. And they only paid 1% taxes last year.
But what's the way out?
Banks?
I'm worrying about the way out.
Do different rules apply for Goldman Sachs? We were just talking about the fact that Hank Paulson was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Robert Rubin, the same.
And I would say even more than that. Hank Paulson, when he left Goldman Sachs, he left with a golden parachute of $500 million. Today, he is making speeches against golden rules. Do what I do, but don't do,
Is Goldman Sachs so enmeshed in government that it's almost impossible to separate the two?
Well, I let Max have the responsibility for that. But what I'm doing, I'm looking forward. Are we going to look for a way out? And the way out is the G20. And the G20 has to put new rules for the new relationships and new Bretton Woods. Bretton Woods 3 has to be there, and we have to operate, even in the United States, against that hanky-panky.
Well, I think first you need some transparency and accountability. Which is, this is another problem with the Obama administration. They just want to move forward. They don't want any transparency or accountability for the war criminals from the previous administration or the banking fraudsters and banking terrorists of the Paulson period. You need accountability. You need transparency. You need some idea that says that these banks have to disclose. You can't have the bankers going to Congress and saying, for example, we can't audit the Fed because if you audit the Fed, we're going to crash your system. We're holding you hostage.
Absolutely.
You can't allow that. That's in the United States under the Constitution. That is a high crime and misdemeanor. That is actually treason, according to the U.S. Constitution, to have a U.S. Representative say, we can't audit us because otherwise we're going to crash your system. What's that? How is that different than Osama bin Laden? Tell me other differences. They're causing as much damage. They're causing as much loss of life. And probably much more. I mean, Paulson and Geithner are pussycats. Obama's a pussycat compared to Paulson and Geithner in terms of pure damage.
Yeah, but listen, Max, this is not only about the Fed. This is about the Bank of England. This is about the Banque Centrale Européenne, European Central Bank, where you got the assets that have gone up, not through sound instruments, but through the files that banks cannot recover anymore.
After Building 7 exploded on 9/11, they can't get the records anymore? How convenient.
It's the whole world system that has to be revalued. That's why I was talking about the G20. I was talking with an investment banker from the United States, and he told me, you know what is an investment bank today in the United States? It's a left side and a right side. On the left side, nothing is right. But on the right side, nothing is left. That means the equity is not there anymore. Yeah. And now the system has to be reconstructed on sound basis. I agree with you on accountability. I agree with you on transparency. But this cannot be done only leaving the Wall Street and the Senate and Capitol Hill alone. We need to solve it together. The world, Europe has a role to play. The emergence have a role to play.